This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, the 2023-2024 school year, we have been reading through the book of Psalms, and we call it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only excellent God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised, for you are Adonai. Beautiful Savior, creator and designer of everything, you are exquisite and faithful, generous and gracious. You are the hope of education. Emmanuel is your name. You are Jesus, the keeper of our souls and the light unto our path. You are merciful each new day. Thank you, Lord. You're the name above all names, omniscient and powerful, quieter of our souls and the rock of salvation. You are salvation, and you are the stability of our times. You're the one we trust with the truth, and you are unmatched in your beauty. You're the voice we're longing to hear for today. You are the word from the beginning. You're the expert. Yahweh is your name. You're the God of Zion. Hallowed be thy name. Oh Lord, if only we could truly praise you, but your ways are so great beyond our understanding. And yet, Lord, we just love to tell you how wonderful you are. So Lord, today we ask a blessing upon the students, that they too, Lord, will know you well, that they will look to you for their problems, their worries, their cares, their plans, and they will lay them at your feet and let you direct their steps. Oh Lord, we pray also for our colleagues to do the same. And in this busy time of the year, it's often really hard. Help us to never make a big decision without praying first, and to ask you for your word, your guidance, and your wisdom in all decisions. Oh Lord, we ask you to bless this day because you are holy and great and the beautiful Savior. We thank you for all of this, and we ask in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are up to Psalm 145. And we are going to hear it read today by a kindergarten teacher from California. Our guest speaker for today is Chelsea Vantall, and she will be reading to you in the New King James Version. The Word of God, Psalm 145.
Psalm 145, a song of God's majesty and love. I will extol you, my God, O King, and I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wonderful works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever.
Praise God for the reading of his word. And thank you, Chelsea, for reading that wonderful Psalm 145. Let us pray that psalm, my friends. To our righteous Lord, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. O Lord, you are near to all of us who call upon you in truth. You are gracious and full of compassion. Every day we will bless your name forever and ever. Praise be to you, O Lord. You are slow to anger and great in mercy. You uphold all who fall and satisfy the desire of every living thing. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Lord, help us to remind those Christian students among us of your greatness. Help us to encourage them with your truth. O Lord, bless the young, hot-hearted among us to tell of your righteousness and your greatness. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and all your saints in our schools will bless you. We ask for a special gift of boldness with humility for our young students who love you so that they may tell their friends and classmates about your wonderful works. Lord, help them to tell their testimony of how you changed their lives. What a blessing to hear young people proclaim your holy ways. You are the God of the generations. We bless you and praise you in the excellent name of Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to being in the Word and in prayer each school day. And just as a little side note, tonight we're going to hear young people give a testimony of their high school walk. This is a special ceremony in St. Augustine, Florida, called Honor the Grads. And I just wanted to pray for them and bless their efforts tonight. Oh Lord, give these students holy boldness and help them to take this gift that you've given them through high school into their future careers. Thank you, Lord. Now let's read our daily devotional from Christian Educators for today. It is from Rhapsody Jordan Parisi. Rhapsody is a Christian educator who is a high school English teacher in North Carolina. She's passionate about helping struggling teachers strike a balance between success and sanity, and she has a blog called tightropeteaching.com. She called her devotional Sweet Contentment. The scripture that she chose is Philippians 4, 12 to 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. It's hard to fully appreciate the hills in life without the valleys, so we say. But if we're honest, we don't really want the valleys, do we? No one usually prays and hopes to experience hardship or challenging times. That's natural. And yet, the valleys do come in life. That's inevitable. And when they do, do you praise him in those valleys, really? The Bible gives us many admirable examples of folks who did. Job and David come to mind for starters. These men experience some major trauma, and they praise God all the same. Actually, they praised him even more. Though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. That was Job 13:15. I am discovering that when Paul talks about learning the secret of true contentment by relying upon him who gives us strength, what he means is that we can only learn true contentment by being put in a position where that it is our only option. To echo a popular phrase, when Jesus is all you have, you learn that Jesus is all you need. Many times, the deepest relationships are those that go through hard times together. They are tested and refined by the purifying fire of pain that carves a deep and clear path to the heart. Our relationship with Christ is the same. In the darkest, deepest valleys, when we have lost everyone and everything but our very breath is stripped from us, Jesus is still there. He will never leave us or forsake us. That's Hebrews 13, verse 5. Learning this kind of love really is the secret to contentment, knowing that the only thing you truly need in life is also the only thing that can never be taken from you, that produces peace that surpasses all understanding and a contentment that the world can't touch. My unconventional prayer for you today is that you would experience a trial that gives you the opportunity to praise God louder, deeper, and with more sincerity than ever before, enabling you to really know for yourself that sweet, sweet blessing of contentment in Jesus. Oh, there's nothing like it. Dear Lord, I pray today that when the trials in this life come, you will lead me through them with your gentle and loving hand. Help me to hold your hand and not let go. Enable me through your Spirit, God, to grow closer to you in my pain. Draw me closer to you and remind me of your always and forever love for me. Teach me the true contentment that is only found in you. Amen. And that was Sweet Contentment, written by Rhapsody Jordan Parisi. Friends, we're going to pray one more time together today at 1:16 p.m. And today we're going to lift up all the elementary school teachers. Oh, what a precious group of teachers, and man, is it hard at the end of the year. So let's pray for elementary teachers in general or by name. When your alarm goes off today at 1:16, just smile and know you are not alone. And we pray at that crazy time because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. And now I get to bless you with our blessing for this school year from Psalm 23. Today we're going to hear it read in the Evangelical Heritage Version. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He causes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You set a table for me in the presence of my foes. You drench my head with oil. My cup is overflowing. Surely goodness and mercy will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.